This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A decision in Washington today is expected to have a chilling effect on the emerging marijuana industry in Massachusetts for both recreational and medical use. The U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said today he is repealing the so-called Cole Memo. That's the document that's allowed states to legalize marijuana, even though it's illegal at the federal level. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us to explain the significance of this move. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, Lisa.
So the Cole Memo itself, what exactly does it say, and how has it been applied in this state and elsewhere?
Well, the Cole Memo is guidance that was put out by the Obama Justice Department about 5 years ago after the voters in Colorado and Washington State legalized adult-use marijuana. Now, it told the states that the federal government would, in effect, look the other way as they set up a highly regulated cannabis industry. It said that the feds would only prosecute marijuana cases to prevent distribution to minors or to keep money made from the regulated sale of marijuana from getting into the hands of criminals. It's fair to say that without the Cole Memo, there likely would not be a legal cannabis industry in the country.
So now that Attorney General Sessions is scrapping the Cole Memo, what does that mean for the industry?
Well, it puts everything up in the air. The Attorney General is leaving it to the individual U.S. attorneys to decide how they want to handle marijuana. He issued a one-page memo in which he told prosecutors, considering the department's finite resources, the prosecutors should follow the well-established principles that govern all federal prosecutions by considering the seriousness of the crime and its impact on the community. Massachusetts just got a new U.S. attorney. Andrew Lelling just was confirmed by the Senate last month. We don't know at this point what his stance is on regulated cannabis. We could be getting a statement later today.
And what's been the reaction so far from marijuana activists in the state?
Well, I'm told that some of them are panicking. Hopes for a thriving, well-regulated cannabis market are threatened because of this. Jim Borgasani of the group Yes on 4, which was the group that backed the referendum that legalized recreational marijuana in Massachusetts, fears that investors may be hesitant to get involved.
They need access to capital, and if that capital dries up because of fears of possible federal crackdowns, that's going to mean that states like Massachusetts, which desperately need new sources of revenue, won't realize those sources. That's a bad thing.
Steve, the state's Cannabis Control Commission is the agency that's been in charge of regulating this new industry. What is the commission's reaction to today's move by Jeff Sessions?
Well, they say that they are still moving ahead just as they have been. The commission issued a written statement today which said, in effect, the role of the Cannabis Control Commission remains the same to fulfill the will of the voters of Massachusetts by implementing and administering a regulatory process that is safe, equitable, and efficient. Our priority has always been to protect public safety and develop regulations that are compliant with all laws, including those passed by the voters and the legislature legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in the Commonwealth. Now, I should also point out that the Baker administration has weighed in on this as well. They issued a statement this afternoon saying the administration fully supports the will of the voters. The administration believes that this is a wrong decision and will review any potential impacts from the policy changes by the local U.S. Attorney's Office.
Thank you, WBUR's Steve Brown.
You're welcome, Lisa.